Welcome to Five Points, the Harlem of the West. It's a little historic neighborhood that we call home. It's a registered historic district, and the executive director of the Five Points Business District is Tracy Winchester. And hey, Tracy, good to have you come back around again.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
In April. Now, right across the street at 29th and Welton, the famous Welton Street, there's an RTD parking lot. Looks like RTD and the city of Denver are going to get together and put in some more housing over there.
Absolutely. And the key piece of it is going to be for sale, affordable for sale condos that we're looking to build there.
Mayor Hancock, hot on the trail of affordable housing, some of it at market and some of it affordable, or it's all at a percentage of the median income?
Correct. It's about 25%. We're looking at a minimum of 25% of the units to be at an 80% medium income level. So that usually generates about an income level of somewhere between $44,000 to $64,000.
And we're trying to figure out what to do with the first floor, because they always want to put retail on the ground floor and then people living up above and behind. The community meeting last Saturday was over at the Whittier Community Center. I missed the meeting. You were there. What are the ideas? I need a dry cleaner. I need a barber. I need a...
Right. I think it was nicely attended. We had people who, particularly the residents who live on Welton Street down at that end of it, were there. And basically, they were pretty happy with the way OED and RTD were moving forward with this project. OED is going to provide some of the financing, but RTD actually owns the property, and they are going to sell it with mutual consent between OED and RTD to make sure we get the right developer in there to develop the land. And a critical mix of that has to do with what we want to put on the first floor. And so what we heard was ideas ranging from retail space that would allow for small businesses to move in there, but all the way to also a cultural space there where we can extend possibly what is going on at the Blair Caldwell. Blair Caldwell was originally built to be four stories, but it only ended up being three stories. So they have a rich mix of artifacts and history that needs to be put somewhere so that they can exhibit. So the thought is maybe we can put that down on the first floor and possibly mix that in with some retail. Maybe it's a restaurant. Maybe it's a historically significant type of a restaurant that goes in there, and that you can sell the artifacts that not necessarily the artifacts that would be on display at Blair Caldwell, but particularly our art gallery of our artists here in residence now, our sculptors and our media mix artists.
Gallery would be a nice touch. Tracy Winchester from the Five Points Business District, the OED you're mentioning, the City Office of Economic Development.
Correct.
The conversation isn't over. You're still surveying opinions on what to do with that space. So we've got an online survey. You can call the Five Points Business District to find out the link at 303-832-5000, or we'll post a link at this story. We will post at kuvo.org. Tracy Winchester, coming up next month, the Five Points Jazz Festival, the annual coming out party. How many people do you think we can squeeze on Welton?
Well, we know we can squeeze 50,000. Yeah. That's what we squeezed in there last year. Can we surpass 50,000?
Pleasant and keep the passageways open and keep the music swinging. Hey, if you want to volunteer, they're still looking for volunteers. The address, hollyporterfield@comcast.net. I think I'll put that link on the web piece as well. What else is going on here? Let me mention the Jazz Festival, Saturday, May 20th, and volunteer applications accepted until May 10th.
Right. We have over 40 bands that will be performing, and it's all the way from 24th and Welton down to 29th and Welton. So we have a 5-block area that is just beaming with plenty of vendors. We have food trucks. We're going to have small businesses out there selling their wares, along with, of course, the musicians that will be performing at multiple stages up and down the Welton corridor.
When people have questions about businesses on Five Points, how do they connect with you? Want to get your website tuned up, and the website is?
FivePointsBiz.org.
Tracy Winchester, thanks for keeping us connected with what's going on right here in the community.
Thank you, Steve, for having me.